Health officials working in Liberia warned on Monday of a possible resurgence of Ebola cases unless the international community remains vigilant in its efforts. Dr. Darren Portnoy, vice president of Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, said the world must focus on new hotspots, contact tracing, and disinfecting contaminated areas.
These gains have to be protected. We have to maintain vigilance, be prepared, and be reactive to any kind of resurgence that takes place here. But at the same time, there has to be some adaptation, flexibility in the international response.
Attention is focusing is against Ebola's turning from Liberia's capital, Monrovia, north to Grand Cape Mount County, now viewed as the deadly virus's epicenter. The village of Jendawande near the Sierra Leonean border, it is said to have lost 10% of its population to the disease since September. Tolbert Nwaswa is the country's assistant health minister.
The number of cases are reducing, but there's active transmission of the disease going on across the entire country. No county is off the hook as we speak. This is why we need to intensify our efforts. We need to galvanize all of the resources from our partners and support the efforts to build the treatment units in the country and deal with Ebola once and for all.
Liberia has suffered the most fatalities from the West African outbreak, with nearly 2,800 deaths, and experts are warning the disease could flare anew in areas where it appears to be subsiding. United States on Monday opened the first of several Ebola treatment units in its building in Liberia. The new clinic opened in Tubmansburg, about 60 kilometers north of Monrovia. Up to 17 such units will be constructed in Liberia, including three that will be operated by the International Organization for Migration.